Hi, I'm Penny Mallory and welcome to Success in 6 Minutes. This is just 6 short minutes of motivational coaching tips to help you think differently, behave differently, so that you can achieve the success that you desire. You're welcome to contact me with any ideas you might have for podcasts or give me any feedback. You can reach me through my website, pennymallory.co.uk, or Instagram, mallory.penny. This episode is getting in the zone. I wonder if you've ever had moments when you feel in the zone, completely focused. Everything is happening just as you wanted it to. You seem to be achieving things with very little effort, and it's all going beautifully. World-class performers aim to achieve this positive psychological state, and in sport, it's often called the state of flow. Flow is an experience of relative timelessness, of being engrossed in a task or activity, the pursuit of which is physically pleasurable in itself and is cognitively challenging. The flow state's been described by the world's greatest thinkers as the most productive and creative state of mind in which you can work. People have described that when they're in the flow state, they almost enter a state of ecstasy, as if they don't even exist. The state of flow doesn't have to be about any particular outcome, even though great outcomes could be produced through the activity. It sounds good, doesn't it? But how could you achieve this state for yourself? Well, the good news is you don't have to be a sports person to experience flow or being in the zone. The important part of achieving the flow state is developing a high level of skill in that particular area in which you're striving to achieve a flow state. So depending on your interests, skills and activity, you can experience flow when you're doing pretty much anything. Surfing, working on a spreadsheet, hiking, giving a presentation, talking to friends, playing with kids, could be running or solving a maths problem, simply playing a game, doing yoga, dancing, gardening, the list is endless. When you're completely involved, submerged and engrossed in the process of creating something new, you don't have enough attention left over to monitor how your body feels, maybe the fact that you're hungry or tired, or listen to your mind chatter. Composing, for example, is an activity that requires intense concentration. The composer's body and his identity disappear while he's composing because he can't split his attention to be able to compose well and at the same time feel that he exists. It's as if his existence is temporarily suspended while he's creating. He doesn't have to consciously think of what he's doing because he's highly skilled and really experienced at composing. And imagine just how great you'd feel if you could achieve some of the key components of this flow state. And these are things like being so completely involved in what you're doing that you're totally focused and concentrated and unaware of anything else going on. Having a sense of being outside of everyday reality, losing your sense of self, all your worries and your concerns just drift miles away. Experiencing a great inner clarity, you know what needs to be done and you get immediate feedback on how well you're doing. Having total unnerving confidence that the activity is doable, that you have the necessary skills to complete the task successfully. And maybe losing track of time because you're completely focused on the present moment. Experiencing an intrinsic motivation. Whatever produces flow becomes its own reward. This is the important bit, though. If you want to achieve a state of flow in your activity, a balance must be struck between the challenge of your task and the skill of you, the performer. There's a sweet spot where the level of challenge is high and the skills that you have to meet that challenge are also high. And it's at that point that you can enter the zone or the flow state. The interplay between how challenging an activity is and your skill level in the activity can make you feel all sorts of things. So, for example, a low challenge level with a low skill level could result in apathy. Oh, I can easily do this, but I can't be bothered. Perhaps a low challenge level with average mediocre skill could result in boredom. Oh, I do this every day and it's getting very tiresome. A low challenge level with a high level of skill could result, though, in a state of relaxation, so be aware of this one. With a somewhat challenging activity, though, and a high skill level, You'll feel in control, and then you can enter the flow state by making the task more challenging. Worry or anxiety might result from an activity that's challenging, but the level of skill would be low. Carl Lewis, who was a 9-time Olympic gold medalist, described his thought process before a race once. He said, "My thoughts before a race are usually pretty simple. Get out of the blocks, run your race, stay relaxed." He was able to simplify his approach to a race because he'd put in so many hours of deliberate practice and he knew he'd done enough to win the race. He knew that his approach would bring on the state of flow in his performance. So developing your skill level is really vital. Pushing yourself into uncharted territory, because this is where you can really start to accelerate your level of skill. But remember, there is a balance to strike here. If something is too easy, you'll get bored and your mind is likely to wander, so you can't achieve the flow state. If something is too hard, you could become overwhelmed and you won't be able to achieve your goal. So get in your zone by finding the most productive and creative state of mind in which you can work. Every time you engage in this skill or activity, you must push yourself past where you normally would. You've got far more ability left than you ever knew you had, and you've got to start to discover that. So immerse yourself, get completely and fully involved in the process until you have no attention left over to monitor how your body feels. It's such an amazing feeling because you will undoubtedly surprise yourself at the ease at which you can surpass previous achievements. So give it a go. For more information about my keynotes, workshops and coaching, take a look at my website, pennymallory.co.uk, or Instagram, mallory.penny.